Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me this morning. We are continuing our series called Spiritual Warfare. You know, yesterday we were talking about how we do not have to have any fear of Satan and demons. And you know, there's a scripture I'd like to just, in relation to that, to mention to you this morning as we start out again. Numbers chapter 23 and verse 23. And this is a situation wherein Israel was, God had brought Israel out of Egypt, and they were on the way to their promised land, and they're passing through the land, or nearby the land of Moab. And I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken, the king of Moab, Balak, that he hired a prophet named Balaam. He wanted him to put a curse on Israel. And lo and behold, this prophet, who is somewhat of a mysterious person, he obviously knew something about the sovereign God of Israel, but yet he's also has pagan influences in his life as well. But nonetheless, he was not able to curse Israel. No matter how much he tried to cooperate with Balak, the king, who is willing to pay him big money to curse Israel, he's not able to do so. And finally, he clearly says, no misfortune is seen in Jacob. No misery is observed in Israel. The Lord their God is with them. The shout of the king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. They have the strength of a wild ox. And now listen to this. There is no divination against Jacob and no evil omens against Israel. That's the NIV. Here's the New King James Version. It says, there is no sorcery against Jacob, nor any divination against Israel. In other words, my spells won't work on these people. Can't cast any spells, can't put any hexes, can't do any of that on these people, because these people belong to God. My friends, if that was true of God's old covenant people, how much more is it true of us, his new covenant people? A covenant that it says in the book of Hebrews that is built on better promises than the old covenant. So, my friends, you do not have to worry about people trying to put a spell on you, cast a hex on you. No, if you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, made righteous through his blood, and you belong to him, doesn't mean you have to be perfect. But if your faith is in Jesus Christ, you belong to him. No, the hexes don't work on you. The spells don't work on you. Oh, isn't that good news? And that is a truth of this new covenant reality that we have in Jesus Christ. You know, Paul the Apostle, he preached throughout the Gentile world in the first century. It was a very pagan world, filled with idolatry, filled with cultish practices. But Paul was never in any way expressed any fear of the devil and demons. Oh, he was attacked by people, and no doubt the people were influenced by demons and by fleshly hatred, but Paul never expressed any kind of fear towards the devil and demons. Well, now, I want to just touch on today Ephesians chapter 6, where Paul talks about, and we'll get into it a little bit, about the weapons of our warfare. Yes, there is a warfare. But you and I are not to fight this warfare in fear of demons. We're not to have any fear, no fear. There's all kinds of passages throughout the scripture that says that we are not to fear. David said in the Psalm 23, Is it verse 4, verse 5, somewhere in there? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Isaiah 41:10. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Hallelujah. And don't be dismayed, because I am your God. So we are to walk in faith. We are to walk in a boldness. We are not to be in fear of the devil, of demons, and witches, and so on. We are to be a bold people of faith. Now, I'm just hesitating here because I'm thinking of sharing a personal testimony. But let me just read again the passage from Luke chapter 10, and I think I will just elaborate on it just a little bit. We read the passage yesterday in passing, and it is Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, where Jesus said to 70 of his disciples who have been out preaching and they've been casting out demons, and they are so full of joy because they said, "We have learned that the demons are subject to us through your name." And Jesus said in verse 19 of Luke 10, "Behold, I give you the authority," and that is the Greek word exousia, exousia. "I give you the authority to trample on." And when you can trample on something, that is just absolute dominion. "I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions," which are symbols of Satan and demon powers. "I give you exousia, the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." Now the word power there, and I'm reading from the New King James, is the Greek word dunamis. Now, if you're reading the Old King James, both words are translated power in the Old King James, which is not accurate because the first word is the word exousia, which means the right, the privilege, or the authority. Well, what is the difference in authority and in power? Well, you see, a policeman, they have a badge on. That means that they have authority. They have been delegated the right to enforce the laws of a city, and they have the city backing them up, the entire police force backing them up, and then beyond that is the state police force, and beyond that the federal police force, and you could say the U.S. Army, and so on. So authority is when you have been given the right to act, the right and privilege to act. And so that badge is representing their authority. Now they also have power. If a person does not respond to their authority, to their badge, they have power on their side. They have a gun, a weapon to back up that authority. Now, Jesus literally said, "I give you authority." And again, and it's the Greek word exousia, it means the delegated right to act. "I give you authority over all the power," the dunamis, "of the enemy." So the devil has some power, but God has given you authority over all the power of the enemy. Now, but you have to use this authority. It's like a really busy intersection, and the stoplights are not working, the green light, the red light, but the lanes are crowded with cars and trucks. It's rush hour and people are honking, they're trying to get through, and people are getting in their way. Well, a woman who weighs about 35 pounds, she steps out in the middle of the street. She puts up her hand to the traffic going a certain way, and they all come to a stop. And then she motions for the traffic going another way to begin moving. And then after a while, she puts up her hand for those to stop, and then she motions for those to move. And even though these people have the power to run over her and keep going, nobody complains, nobody shouts, "Get out of the way." Why? Because she has on a blue uniform and a badge. She has been given the right to direct that traffic, and there is power backing her up. Now Jesus said, I'm giving you authority. And all of my authority and all of the power of heaven is backing you up. For you to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the dunamis, all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So my friends, let me encourage you. The next time you sense in any way that you are under an attack of Satan, or maybe you come across someone that you think might be under an attack of Satan, let me encourage you to use the authority that Jesus has given you. Use it boldly. Use it confidently. Speak to those powers in the name of Jesus. Say, I rebuke you, Satan. I command you to depart in the name of Jesus. And you stand up and you boldly assert and speak in the name of Jesus Christ and in the realization that He has given you, He has delegated to you authority to act in His name and to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and you will see amazing things happen in and through you as you walk in the authority He has given you. Hey, this is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I trust these podcasts are being a blessing to you. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. And I appreciate the comments that I have received. You know, and so far I've got to figure out how to respond to your comments on the Podbean site. So far I haven't figured out to do that. But on my website, eddiehyatt.com, there's my email there. If you'd like to send me an email, I would love to hear from you. Two books related to our theme this week that could be very helpful to you. They're in the bookstore on my website. They're also on Amazon. One is called Angels of Light. In other words, how Satan transforms himself into an angel of light seeking to deceive us. Angels of Light, and the other one is Prophets and Prophecy, which addresses the whole area of false prophets and false prophecies. And so check those out, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.